Well, Oisin, I think it goes a lot deeper than that. I mean, the Six Nations have got to look at the people that they put in charge. This boy, Jekyll Piper, today was an absolute joke. I mean, there's two decisions. There's maybe four decisions, but I'll only concentrate on two. Andrew Trimble was penalised for knock-on when it was obvious that even he pointed to his head. He picked the ball up. He was clear to the line. The try was disallowed. And then, whenever Ireland held France up over the line, under the post, he gave a scrum to Wales, gave a scrum to France, unknown in my time. I mean, even the people I was watching with were absolutely amazed. Eventually, they did score from that, and those were the two key moments. I don't think they would have scored from it. Plus, the fact that they put into the scrum at that particular time was nearly into the second row because it came out that quick. I'm sorry, I might sound slightly biased here, Oisin, but I mean, I'm not even talking from an Irish point of view. I'm talking here from a rugby point of view. The dogs in the street could see that the ball had Trimble in the head when they showed it back, but he was adamant. There was another occasion where he played advantage for about 45 seconds, I would have thought. I mean, it's one of those situations. Joe Smith must be absolutely gobsmacked. Yes, it was a tight game. Yes, there was no great flair. Neither side really deserved to win the game, but at the end of the day, you know, Ireland at that particular time, 9-3 up, did not deserve to win it. Injuries again, of course. Sean O'Brien probably, let's hope he's not a Stephen Ferris, because that looked quite a serious injury when he went off. You know, Johnny Sexton's taken a bang. Dave Kearney's shoulder's gone out. So who knows what team will they put out against England in Twickenham 2 weeks' time. But from a rugby point of view, I am very saddened the fact that you have an inept referee, and that's all you can call him. And I don't care. I mean, even the commentators were saying it. And it'll be very interesting because at that particular incident I talked about, Oisin, whenever the ball was held over the line, Nigel Owens actually called him over. And I'm sure he didn't call him over just to say hello. I think he called him over to say, by the way, that should be an Ireland scrum. Had that been an Ireland scrum and they'd cleared their lines, France would have struggled to get another opportunity. But as you can understand from what I'm saying, I am very, very annoyed but disappointed that a game is lost by inept refereeing.